Good morning. It is 11:30. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KVPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
A number of small earthquakes hit Mount Rainier this week. The U.S. Geological Survey Cascades Volcano Observatory and the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network said Tuesday that the shaking began around 11:30 a.m. Sometimes several earthquakes occurred within a minute, ranging from depths of 1.2 to 3.7 miles below the summit. As of Wednesday, Harold Tobin, who heads the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, said that the quakes appear to be tapering off. According to OPB, swarms or clusters of earthquakes that occur in the same area in quick succession are relatively common on Mount Rainier. About one or two happen every year, but this week's swarm is the largest Mount Rainier has seen in nearly 16 years. Tobin stressed that the swarm is not a cause for concern, especially since none of the earthquakes have been felt at the surface.
A wave of layoffs just took out 50 employees of Portland General Electric, with more maybe to come. According to KGW, the cuts will affect 330 positions, which means 53 full-time employees, 123 contract workers, and 154 empty jobs eliminated. Quote, yesterday, as a part of Portland General Electric's ongoing work to keep bills as low as possible, we made strategic staffing reductions, said Portland General Electric. It now joins a list of groups that have had layoffs recently, such as Intel, ODOT, PBOT, and Nike.
As we enter wildfire season, firefighters in Multnomah County are cracking down on overgrown lawns. Firefighters warned that all it takes is a tiny spark for a wildfire to rip through a dry, overgrown field or yard. Quote, when you're talking your light fuels like dry grasses, dried brush, it can spread incredibly quickly, end quote, said Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue Deputy Marshal Doug Nolan, according to KGW. It's important to maintain your own yard, but there isn't much you can do if your neighbor's yard poses a danger to you, right? Well, Code Enforcement Officer Dave Thompson from Multnomah County says that while they are stretched thin, they will respond to any reported concerns. Quote, we don't proactively check for uncontrolled vegetation or tall grass, but we will respond to any citizen who files a complaint, end quote. To prevent potential fires, firefighters recommend clearing your gutters, trimming trees and bushes, and storing wood away from your home, and trimming your lawns. It's important to do what you can to prevent wildfires.
There's an awesome theater group in town. The Oregon Adventure Theater is putting on The Winter's Tale by William Shakespeare. Viewings are all free and open to the public. You can watch them perform tonight at 7:30 at the Art Barn, 6701 Southeast 74th Avenue, as well as Friday and Saturday at the Leech Botanical Garden, 6704 Southeast 122nd Avenue. You can check out more at their website, OregonAdventureTheater.com/shows. Again, that's OregonAdventureTheater.com/shows.
This has been Summer Sound News on KVPS. Thank you for listening. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Jude. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Trying to figure out what career path to take? Why not look into health services? Over the next 10 years, it is estimated that almost a quarter of all new jobs in Oregon will be in health services, more than any other industry. And health services includes a lot more than doctors and nurses. There's clerical, athletic trainers, technicians, and much more. If you're thinking about an occupation with a lot of job opportunities and good pay, health services may be for you. For more information on these and other career services, go to the web at qualityinfo.org. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
What a fine day to play nine holes.
Oh, tap the brakes, pal. Your head says yes. Your bad hip says not so fast.
Come on, a little exercise, some fresh air.
Your hip needs fresh air? Really? Dude, what your hip needs is a fresh hip.
Is your body holding you back? Let's see. I think I'll fix some spaghetti tonight.
Now how you gonna open that jar when your wrist is too sore to turn a doorknob?
Ouch! Why are these lids always screwed on so tight?
Put down the jar, pick up the phone, and call for a pizza.
Your bones and joints can say no at any age, keeping you from doing the things you always used to do. Yet a lot of people in pain decide to fight for their mobility and regain their lives. To read their stories and find your own inspiration, visit anationinmotion.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, it's looking mostly clear with an overnight low of 57 degrees. Tomorrow, it's looking pretty sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Right now, we have overcast and 70 degrees in Vancouver. We have overcast and 70 degrees in Hillsboro. And it's currently cloudy and 69 degrees in the Rose City. It looks like we have a call-in request, actually. We should take a listen to that.
Hey, KBPS, I really enjoyed that newscast and good job on the DJing, Sydney. Could you play Sweeter Than Fiction by Taylor Swift? Thanks.
Of course, Nick. Up next is Sweeter Than Fiction by Taylor Swift.